We have a Gemara here on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and let's just go over it one more time. The Gemara says that we have a problem with Rav because of Rava. Rav says that once the Tipas Chalav falls on the Chaticha and it becomes Nevela, then it asks all the other Chatichas min b'mino. So the Gemara raises the following objection. Rava has a principle called Salek. And in the context of that principle, what we have is the possibility of, in a sense, ignoring or isolating the min b'she'eno mino by ignoring the min b'mino. That was the principle of Salek. Now that seems to undermine Rav's shita, because Rav is saying that once the chaticha becomes a nevela, then when it mixes with the other chatichos, it's min b'mino, and it's not but. Well, why not just ignore the min b'mino for a moment? Let's look at the rest of the kedera, and within this tarobus we have rotev. That rotev would be min b'she'eno mino, and therefore we could be marbolo for mavatlo. We could be mavato the min b'she'eno mino and bracket the min b'mino. That's the principle of Salik. So in the case of Rav, why does Rav say that after Chaticha Nas Nevela, we generate an Isra Rol Chatichas of Min B'mino? Why not just set up a relationship between that Chaticha of Basar and the Rotev that's in the Kedera and forget about the other Chatichas? That's the Gemara's objection. In the Moreshes Moshe, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch and then the Shach and the Taz. So what I did for you, if it's okay, I printed out the Shulchan Aruch with the Shach and the Taz. And I'd like to go through it inside. This is Yoredea Simon Tzadi Ches. And he goes through the following discussion over here. He says that we have a principle called Salek, and that certainly applies when you have a tarovus of min b'mino, which is not batel according to Rabbi Yehuda, and at the same time, min b'she'eno mino, which will be batel b'shishim according to everyone. And so we apply the principle of Salik. Now, what the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss is something called Nishpach, which literally means it got spilled. So when it gets spilled, and part of this Kedera is lost, we really don't know how to be Mishayar B'shishim. Why? Because we don't know what's been lost, and therefore we cannot create any sort of accurate evaluation of the percentages here and the relationship between the Issa and the Heter. Now, you and I would say the following, that if he doesn't know when this Shishim, because of Nishpach, he's in a big problem, because in the event that there's no Shishim, we paskin tam ki ikar doraisa, he's got here a suffix doraisa. But the Shulchan Aruch, first and foremost, addresses a case of min b'mino. Now, min b'mino is, we paskin like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is batel, but the requirement of shishim in min b'mino is different than the requirement in the case of min b'she'eno mino. In the case of min b'she'eno mino, if you don't have shishim, then tam kiker is doraisa. But in the case of min b'mino, all you need on a Torah level, midoraisa, is rov. So min b'mino midoraisa is batu b'rov. The Rabbanan made a gzera of min b'mino atu min b'she'eno mino, and therefore they require shishim midorabbanan in the case of min b'mino.
And that's true kulei alma.
Well, when I say L'Kuli Yama, I'm leaving out Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, okay, yeah. Mino, right? But I'm saying, yeah, L'Kuli Yama in Poskim, okay. If you find me.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, because we, although Rashi, by the way, does Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but all the Rishonim Paskin like the Chachamim that Min B'Mino is Batel. And now we have to add another important variable here, that Min B'Mino is Batel on a Dorais level, Berov. There are Banan of those who require Shishim. So in the case of Nishpach, let's say you have a Tarobus of Min B'Mino, and you don't know when there's shishim or not, what kind of a suffix do you have if you know that there's rov? Yeah, do you follow what I mean?
Yeah, the Rabbanon.
So you have a suffix to Rabbanon. So that's where the Mechaber says that you could be Mekil. So he says, in this Arev min b'mino v'nishpach, and there's no way that we can determine if there's shishim, be'inyin she'ein ein yecholim lamod olav l'sharo, im noda, if you know for sure shayarubo heter, you know that there's more in the heter than in the isur, mutter. Again, this is applying the principle of sofik derabbanan l'kula. Now the same principle would not apply if the tarobus was min b'she'eno mino, because if the tarobus is min b'she'eno mino and it's nishpach, and there's no way you can determine with certainty that the ratio here was shishim and there's bitul b'shishim, then you have a suffix d'oraisa and you have to go l'chumra. So that's part of this discussion at the beginning of the Mechaber, again, Simon Tzariches Sif Beis.
This means then, Im Noda Shehaya Ruba, that means before the Nishpach, is that right?
Right. Yeah. You know that before Nishpach there was definitely a Rov. So, the time on a Doraisa level, the time of the Isa was definitely Batel, because the Torah relies on Rov in the case of Min B'Mino. Again, we're not going into discussions why. Obviously, that requires a lot of thought, but I just want to get to a certain point here, which the Moreshes Moshe is going through this here in our sugya. Okay. So that's what he says here. If you take a look at the Mechaber on the fourth line, he says, Avalim nisarev b'she'eno mino v'nishpach. So now you have a tarobus of min b'she'eno mino, where the Torah itself requires shishim, and you don't know how to be m'shayar shishim because of nishpach, is even though you can clarify beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was rov heter against the miyud isur, osur, because rov is not going to be a matir on a doraisa level in the case of min b'she'eno mino. We need shishim. Okay. Now, we have the following case. This is where I bolded it. What happens if you have a taroves, which is both mino and she'eno mino? Which is classic. This is not an unusual kind of case. It's quite common. Now again, had it been a taroves of min b'mino, and when we had nishpach, we would have relied on the fact that we definitely have rov, if we know for sure that we have rov. And that would reduce it down to a level of a sofeg derabbanan if we don't know if there's shishim. But here, in this tarobes, the Isur falls into rotev as well, into eino mino. So now you have a funny kind of situation, because if we could isolate the mino, then we could be matir midin sofeg derabbanan l'kula, if on the other hand we don't have the ability to be matir, focus exclusively on the mino, but rather we look at the relationship between this nevela and the rotev, which is she'eno mino, then if you don't know that you have, above rov, but all the way till shishim, you don't know how far above the rov you got, you're in a situation of a suffix d'oraisa. So how do you look at it? And the pella here is that we're going to apply, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is based on the Rashba, a principle called salek. You remember Salek, where we sort of ignored the min b'mino because we didn't want Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino afilu be'elflo v'atol. Now what we need is a Salek to ignore the min b'she'eno mino. Says the Mechaber, in the name of the Rashba, im nis'ariv b'mino u b'she'eno mino, so you have a double header, v'nishpach, be'inyin she'en yecholim lamed ol v'lasharo, so you can't be m'shar shishim, but know them, but what you do know is, she'yarubo heter mimino, you know that there's rov heter in the min b'mino, right, so the other piece of bus certainly have more, you know, the more pieces of meat of heter in this tarobus than the one piece of the vela that fell in. So that's as far as the basar, meaning min b'mino. So in the worst case scenario, you're dealing with an isa d'rabbanan, at least as far as the other pieces of basar, is roim eshe eno minu ki'ilu eno. This is the chap of the Rashba. The Gemara doesn't have this anywhere. This is the chiddush of the Rashba. So what he's going to do is, he's going to ignore the she'eno mino, because in the she'eno mino you need shishim on the doraisa level, and he, there's no way under the heavens that he can determine that there's shishim. Vashar, and what are you left with when you ignore the min b'she'eno mino? You're left with min b'mino. So as far as min b'mino is rabba love of mevatel, which means that you know that you have rov, so that you can be mevatel. Again, it's strange, because the rabbanon on a you know, the rabbinic enactment requires shishim even as far as the min b'mino is concerned, but nevertheless that's only a rabbinic enactment, and on a d'oraisa level I know I have rov, so at least as far as the min b'mino is concerned, I can definitely say that the worst scenario is this, what we call a safek d'rabbanan, so I can be matur safek d'rabbanan. But again, I can only do that if I ignore the min b'she'eno mino. Now watch what happens. Once I ignore the min b'she'eno mino, I can be matir the min b'mino. Why? Because the Torah accepts rov, and I'm going to assume safek d'rabbanan l'kula, I'm going to be machriya that there's already shishim. I don't know that there's shishim, but safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Now what happens is the min b'mino now becomes kulo heter. So imagine this big pot. You know, it's got plenty of pieces of meat in it, and it's got lots of rotev in it. Well, once you convert all the meat into heter, because that's min b'mino, and we know we have rov, and we're going to apply something to halakula, so all the min b'mino of basar in this taros becomes mutter. Now I know I have shishim against the min b'sheno mino. At least I think that's how the Taz is going to explain this. I think, you know, again, I'm not 100% sure, but I want to learn with you first the shach and then the Taz. Now the reason why I felt it was important to go back to the original, and that's why I printed this out for you, is because the Moreshes Moshe, Kedarko Bakosh, is very makatzer. He really abridges it. So when I read the Moreshes Moshe, I was able to more or less understand the Shach, but when I could show it to you inside, when he got to the Taz, I just couldn't pull it together. So I thought maybe if we go back to the original Taz, we might be able to plow through it. So first let's start with the Shach. And he writes, Be'emes tzarech even b'din zeh dehatur b'shem ha-rashba hotzi din zeh. What's the source for this halacha? Mimai de'amrinon. This is the famous principle of Rava that we learned here on Kufches. Rohem es mino ki'ilu eino. Right, that's for the purpose of satisfying Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav stands on the shoulders of Yehuda, that min b'mino afilu be'elef lo batal. So we have to ignore the min b'mino, lo hakel, and that's going to be a kula, because again, if we didn't ignore min b'mino, then all the pieces of basa in this tarumus would automatically be asur. But she'eno mino, as far as the relationship between this chaticha, let's call it tipas cholov shenafla chaticha, it became the vela, so to speak, and now it fell in. As far as the rotev is concerned, the eno mino, rabba lovu mevatlo. If we again know that the shishim, so once we know the shishim in the eno mino, we can apply bittul for the eno mino, and then we can be matir even the mino. That was the chiddush of Rava, and the Gemara tries to emphasize that Rav would not disagree with Rav. And all this is Laman de Isle min b'mino lo batel ad kan lishono. This is the quote of the Rashba. So now the tour takes this, presents this Rashba in its full form. And the Rashba starts with our sugya of Salek, which means Rohan es mino kisheno. And then the Rashba goes one step further, as quoted by the Tur and codified by the Shulchan Aruch, that we can apply a ki'ilu eno, again a ki'ilu eno, that's Salek, with regard to min b'mino. Because la locha, according to our psak, that min b'mino is batel, then what we could do is we could focus all our attention on the min b'mino, because we're in trouble as far as the min b'sheino mino. We don't know if the shishim after nishpa, but once we know for sure that on a doraisa level we could be matir mino, and that's because all I need is a rov on a doraisa level, then I can operate with the min b'mino, and then I could be mevatel the min b'sheino mino. Which again, in this case, is not salek as mino, but rather salek as she'eno mino. Is that clear? Okay, good. Says the shach right now. Now in the third line, where it says lo domi klal, this is already the shach talking. Until now, he was quoting the Rashba as quoted by the Tur. He says lo domi klal. You cannot compare Rava's principle of Salek, or shall we say Rohan as Mino Kamishainlo, to the case of the Rajba. The Hasam, there in the case of Rava, Bimino, Lav Bino Saint Tam Asur. In other words, on some level, even in the case of Mino, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is a filu b'elaflo bottle, it's not because of nesinas tam. There has to be some other halacha which applies it. We'll see in the Taz, he calls it like a gzeres akosum. So there's some sort of mechanical, let's say, I don't want to call it irrational, but irrational principle here, that min b'mino lo bottle. Hilkach hamrinin roen es mino ki'ilu eno. Why? Since again, I can get rid of this tam, according to Rava, based on Rabbi Yehuda, through the Eino Mino, correct? Because the shishim in the Eino Mino, so I can get rid of the tam. And what we're saying about min b'mino is that in min b'mino, it's not an issue of tam. You know, the min b'mino somehow is giving tam, but that tam is already batel in the min b'she'eino mino. Says the Shach, that has no implication whatsoever, no application to our case of Rohan Eshe'eno Mino Kimishena. Why? He says, Aval Hacha, in our case, Heich Nomar, how can we possibly say Rohan Eshe'eno Mino Kilu Eno, Sof Hashta Nos Bino Saint Tam, Bisheino Mino? In other words, if there's no Shishu, right, there's a 50% chance that you don't have Shishu. So therefore, on that side, that you don't have shishim, there's a nesinas tam. V'im kein avi sveka doraisa. Why? Because dilma lo haya shishim v'nasan tam. In other words, if the nevela gave tam into the rotev, because there was no shishim in the rotev, we're not sure about that, then everything becomes also on a doraisa level. V'chein hisig hamarshal.
On what basis?
Let's, okay. If you don't mind, John, we'll finish the paragraph, because we're not there yet. I mean, again, with the ideas are germinating, but I'm hoping that by the time we get to the end of the paragraph in the Shach, we'll understand. He quotes the Iser, the Sefer, the Marshal. Yeah, but the Marshal wrote a few different works. Anyway, the Marshal says the following. Yeah, okay. Kumakom, let's just see. Maybe minayin lehamtzi heter became the. Oh, again, the key words here is the mikomakom minayin lehamtzi heter. How can we take our Gemara of Rava and create a new heter? Kaven de lo dami klal. Now. He says, in the name of the Bach, if I understand correctly, and we'll try to see this in the Taz, that there is perhaps some. Wait a minute, just one second. Yesh tam nochon lechalek beinehem. Oh, that in other words, since there's a logical reason to differentiate between the two cases, therefore we're going to come back and ask the question: How could the Rashba be mamtzi? You know, to create the. Magically create this heter, because the two cases are not comparable. V'nirali the gama Rashba v'anim shochach v'lo omru el lahatir es mino.
Ulaf v'nirali.
Yeah, v'nirali. I'll just underline it here so you'll see it. Here. take a look and see if you can find this in your venerally.
Oh, okay, sorry. Thank you.
Have it?
Yeah.
Venerally, the Gama Rashba Vanim Shochim Achrov Lo Omru El Lahatiris Mino. In other words, we were mistaken about how we understood the Rashba. The Rashba did not mean to say that we can be matir the min v'she'eno mino, meaning the rotev. That for sure we have to throw out. We can only be matir the mino because of rov, meaning that we know we have a rov, and that becomes a sveik of the rabbana. So what's the chiddush now in the Rashba in this case? Why does he need rovim v'she'eno mino ki'ib k'misha'eno if the eno mino anyway is asur? Ulafuki delo neima came at the hash and nofal b'sheino mino and cannot relay sveka do raisa el amrina roen esheino mino ki ilu eno vashar mino mino rabba lova mevatla. All the Rashba meant to say, according to the Shaft's reinterpretation of the Rashba, is that we can split between the mino and the sheino mino. We can set up a bittel and, so to speak, assume that there's shishim in the mino, and bimatir all the mino, that means all the pieces of basa, that's a great kula, despite the fact that the she'eno mino is a separate tarova, so to speak, is asur, because we don't know if there's shishim, and that's a sofeg doraisa. So vis-a-vis the mino, we have a sofeg drabana. Vis-a-vis the she'eno mino, we have a sofeg doraisa. We can only bimatir the mino, but not the she'eno mino, that means the basa, but not the rotev. And that means that we're sort of playing a little bit of a game, so to speak, a chiddush of a halacha, which is called salek or roenos kimisheino. Meaning, not that we're saying roenos or kimisheino, and therefore we're going to be mavatel the min bemino, and then automatically we can be mavatel the eno mino. No, that we can't do, because as far as the eno mino is concerned, we have a direct relationship between the nevela and the sheino mino, between the boss and the rotev, boss or also and the rotev. And within that context, we have a sveka doraisa, we can't be maker, but we could be maker at the same time for the min bemino. Don't think that since you have a tarovus of min b'sheino mino, and therefore everything mitzad sveka doraisa has to be also, therefore you can extend the iser even to min bemino. That's where the Rashba is saying, I'm willing to separate, excuse me, the min bimino taromus as a separate entity and apply the principle of suffix to rabbon l'kul. So the min bimino remains mutter and not the min b'sheino mino. But says the Rashba, but says the Ishak, you cannot take the Rashba one step further and be mati the min b'sheino mino, because as far as the min b'sheino mino is concerned, you have a sveka do raisa. Let's go back to the Rashba. Below Domi Klal, I'm going over the Shach. I'm sorry. Let me go over the Shach one more time. Below Domi Klal on line 3. The Hasam over there, Bimino, Lav bin no Saint Tam Asur. Which I think he means, and I hope we'll clarify this in the Taz a little bit better, that as far as Rabbi Yehuda's min Bimino is concerned, so it's not that the Mino goes into the other mino and immediately somehow penetrates a tam. It's all the same tam, and therefore if we could only arrest the process, you know, if we could sort of interfere and set up a hold it kind of thing, put everything on hold before the min bimino will generate its own taroves, because again that's not automatic, if you follow what I mean. Automatic means when alpi physics, or call it chemistry, the tam enters in, the tam of isur enters into the heter, and now the heter is holding on to the tam of the isur, and that's called tam ki ikar. He's saying lo dami klal, because there in the case of mino, la binosin tam osur. It doesn't mean that the isur of min v'mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is what we call a spurt of nesinas tam. And therefore, since it's a different kind of halacha min bimino, and the proof is that on a deraisa level, min bimino would be bought of a rov, at least according to the Chachom. Okay, you have to know according to Rabbi Yehuda. But in any event, hilka chamrinon roen es mino kimisha eno. Why? Because now I can take that tam and I can apply bittel to that tam. At what point can I apply bittul to that tam? When there's a tarovus of the tam of mino with the she'eno mino. And since we know we have shishim in the she'eno mino, that shishim in the she'eno mino can zap the tam of isur, of the isur nevela. Again, I'm sorry, John. You were gonna ask me something before.
No, I just wanted to have some clarification. The objection is that what the Rashba says is as recorded here is not exactly correct.
Right. If you take the Rashba as recorded here, makes no sense. So claims the Shach, because the moment that the mino mixes with the she'eno mino, you're talking about a doraisa here. So you have now a situation in which the tam of nevela entered into the rotev. How can you possibly be matir that? The very split second the tam enters into the rotev and there's no shishim.
And that's tam geika, which is doraisa.
And now the rotev is carrying a tam of nevela in it. There's no way, no how you can be matir that. Rav is principle only applies within the context of Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino, because that's an entirely different halacha. Min b'mino operates in its own way. He hasn't really, at least in this particular paragraph, the Shach wrote extensively, but he hasn't clarified exactly the nature of that din of min b'mino. But he's saying because that din is not based on nesinas tam, because again, nesinas tam means that one tam penetrates the other and sort of overwhelms the other tam. But here, it's all the same tam. So you can't talk about the sinas tam. It's a different halacha that min b'mino, somehow it all becomes one entity, whatever it is, and therefore the iser is included in the heter, you can't separate, whatever the mechanics is. But if we can get rid of that tam, then we can say that the min b'mino never even combined, so to speak, if you follow me. In other words, the mino of the veil never generated its tam into the chatichos of basa. Now, how do we do that? That's the purpose of salik. And what that allows me to do is to say that the she'eno mino automatically is, since the shishim, is mevatel the tam of the nevela. Once mevatel the tam of the nevela, there's no mixture here between the mino and the min and mino, if you follow me, the basa and the basa. But that's again, according to the Shach, a very unique halacha that Rav only said in the case of Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mino, and that's where he's going to say salik. You know that you can put the min b'mino on the side and ignore it for the time being because of the very unique nature of a tarovus of min b'mino and afilu be'elflo bot according to Rabbi Yehuda. Once we get into a case of min b'she'eno mino, where we don't have shishim, then the eno mino of the vela now penetrates, the tam penetrates into the eno mino of heter, in the rotev, and at that point the rotev is absolutely saturated, if there's no shishim, right, with the tam of the nevela. How are you going to be mad to that? He says, if I want to salvage the Rashba and make some sense of it, I can at least tolerate the possibility that the min b'mino dimension of this tarovus would be mutter based on Sofik Rabbanan Lekula. And the reason I can do that is because I'm going to view the min b'mino as a separate tarovus, so to speak. But there's no way, says the Shach, that you could justify the Rashba if the Rashba meant to be mutter the shein b'mino. Because b'metzius, the tam of the nevela, you can't deny it, I'll pick physics, has entered into the she'eno mino. There's no shishim. How are you going to be matir then?
So does he then understand that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rashba, but it's not correct? That's what I'm...
I think so. I think he's telling us that the tour and following the tour, the Shulchan Aruch had an interpretation of the Rashba, which is untenable. Now, I think if I understand correctly that the purpose of this Taz, I don't know if he's aware of the Shach, is to justify the Shulchan Aruch and before him the Tur and before him the Rashba as we have it. That we can be matir even the she'eno mino here in this Tarobas. So what I did here is I tried to underline the Marshal In the first part of this paragraph, the Taz quotes the Rashba, who derives his conclusion from the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda with Rava. And you'll see on the second line in the Taz, he says, Hachinami Khan. Do you have that? Hachinami Khan. And he says the following. We have it in the opposite direction, right? The, in our case, Min Bimino is Kiel. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Min Bimino is Chamur, and that's why we had to ignore the Min Bimino. But according to us, La Halacha, not accepting Rabbi Yehuda, the Min Bimino is Kiel. Why? Because Min HaTorah, all we need is Rov. And if you compare that to an Eino Mino kind of Tarovus, which is a requirement of Shishim, which is a Doraisa requirement of Shishim. So therefore, Im Nisarev Bimino V'She'eino Mino, Salek Eshe'eino Mino. Right, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kimi She'elu Mino Vatlo, V'ilo Nishpach Badayin HaTarovus L'feneino Yenishar Adayin Isid Rabbanon, Kimi D'Rabbanon Lo Sagi Barov, Ela Achshav She'nishpach V'Efshalonu Lomar Shahayashishim Bimino Kenegeda Isur Azlinon Lakula. So this is again a summary of the Rashba, the way it's understood, the way it's classically understood. Valkain Sarach Shie Adobri Yadua Uborosh Lanashaya Rov. So if you know that you have Rov Mimino, so then you reduce it from a Chashash Doraisa down to a Chashash Dirabonon, right? And then we can be Mekil and so forth. And then he quotes the Marshal. Marshal Beperkal Abbasar. Kosaval Rashba Nal Shecholik Olav. So the Marshal rejects the Rashba, which is interesting, by the way, historically, because let's say the Rashba lived, you know, 9 centuries ago, and the Marshal lived 5 centuries ago. You know, it's like 300-400 years later, and he's arguing against the Rashba. Vizel Ishono. See, in the Shach, he doesn't really quote the Marshal. Here, the Taz does this service for us, and he quotes the Marshal.
The case of Rabbi Yehuda min v'mino with Rava, that's Einbo isur mitzad nesinas tam. Oh, you see that? That's what I wanted you to underline. Einbo, this we didn't see in the Shach. This is the amplification of the objection of the Marshal against the Rashba. Einbo isur mitzad nesinas tam. This, he's trying to tell you why this halacha of Yehuda min v'mino lobot is so unique. It doesn't fit into the general pattern of the physics and the chemistry of blia and of nesinas tam. El gzeiras hakosuv hu l'Rav Yehuda she'eino botel b'mino mishum hachi. Therefore, now we understand the halach of saleik. Ki ikar nami ba'adei, in this tarobus is also vid v'she'eino mino. We got the rotev in addition to the bosses. Amrinan saleik es mino kidei she'yavatel atam v'she'eino mino. U'memela yia mutar akol. Meaning, all we need to do is to freeze that frame called min b'mino. Why? Because it's exeris hakosav anyway, and it's not a reflection of the mitzius of ta. So then we go over to the min b'she'eino mino, and if we have shishim, we could be mevatel the tam of the iser. And memela, everything is mutter. Why? Because once you zap the tam of the iser, there's no problem here in this taromus. Aval hacha. But here in our case of a min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino, masha oser she'eino mino binistam. In other words, if there's no shishim in the eino mino, midoraisa, that's a doraisa halacha. In other words, the Torah is recognizing the nesinas tam, the avaras tam, right? The transmission of tam. Im kein hecha she'nishbach harotev, afilu ikonami mino behadei, even though there is min b'mino, there's basar in this tarobas, sof adayim b'sofek omedes. That tarobas, and especially the rotev, is still omedes b'sofek,
who spake the Raisa l'chumra ad kan l'shon. So I bolded the next few words because I would have pressed the return button, but I just want the eye to catch. This is the turning point in which the Taz applauds and accepts the Rashba, and I think he's accepting the Rashba as he is presented, if you follow what I mean, as opposed to the Shah. He says, "Ula nias taiti nira divrei Rashba nechonim ubruru." And it, in my mind, you'd have to be a magician to figure this one out. Tohadi amir b'gemara salekes mino hainu kagon basa shchuto basa nevela virotev v'yesh ba rotev shishim kenegad basa nevela l'chud. So again, in the ratio between the rotev and the basa nevela, we have shishim v'hayolan ulomar to mikolakon basa shchuto ye also despite the shishim kevan shumino. And that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Kevet shumino imha isur. In other words, the basa shchuta is the same min as basa nevela. Ubimino lo mahani bitul b'shishim. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is afilu hachi lo aminan kein. We're not going to say, well, the vela generates an isur on the basa shchuta midin min bimino. El kevet she'ein v'basa shchuta isur el machmas hataroves. What generates the Iser in the Basa Shchuta is the Taroves. Achshav Amirin Salekes Mino HaHeter Ki Ilueno. Now it's put on the side, bracket the Basa Shchuta. V'lo Yazik Lo HaTaroves. And this Taroves, which normally would undermine the Kashrus and the Heter of the Basa Shchuta because of Min V'mino Lo Boto, but Kemet Shebotel B'Shishim HaIser B'Rotev. Since this, we're going to apply bittul between the nevela and the rotev, that's a min v'sheino mino, because again we have shishim, is therefore havia iser kiman de lesa. We can zap the tam of the basa nevela as if it doesn't exist. That's how bittul works. We ain't kind of feel blia v'mashu. In other words, even though Rabbi Yehuda says a blia v'mashu of min b'mino is enough, but that's based on some sort of a gzeres hakosov. But on a level of tam, in terms of the mitzias of tam, we could be mevatel the mitzias of tam. Because which tarovus or which element in the tarovus is mevatel the tam? That's going to be the min v'sheino mino, the rotem against the bossa. Once you mevatel the tam, then that tam is kiman de lesa dami. It's non-existent and it cannot generate any sort of min b'mino. Notice you don't apply the gzeres hakosov. It's funny, you know, the gzeres hakosov is sort of paradoxical. On the one hand, the min b'mino Tarovus is generated by the fact that there is Nesinas Tam. On the other hand, that Nesinas Tam, it doesn't logically make any sense to generate an Iser Mashu. Then the Gzeres HaKosev steps in. So it's funny, the Gzeres HaKosev only, the kickoff of the Gzeres HaKosev is the Tam, even though the Gzeres HaKosev itself is not focused on the Tam. It's very complicated in that sense. V'im Kain, this is what you want to underline. V'im kein, hu adin mamish l'didan. Now, if we understand the hu adin mamish l'didan, that he's applying the logic of Rava and Salek to our case, the Rashba's case, and it's mamish, he says mamish, it's equal, you know, that would be some magical trick. He says, shemino Batel berov min haTorah, right? We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. So on the contrary, min b'mino is even more makel than min b'sheino mino, because under the right slope we can mevatel min haTorah berov. Whereas eno shishim, that's going to require eno mino. Excuse me, is going to require shishim on a doraisa level, a kuli alma, according to everybody. Nobody questions that. V'nis ariv basa shchutim nevela v'rotev v'ein kan shishim levatel ha-nevela, because we don't know after nishbach if there's shishim to be mevatel the nevela. Is nimtza sheyesh kan hetel levatel ha-isur b'basa shchuta. Why? Mitzad shu rov negdo ubimino mahani rov min haTorah. In other words, now we can apply the principle of bitul with regard to the min bimino. Why? Because we hold that min bimino is batal on a deraisal of a rov and min rabban v'shishim. So now, since we don't know whether the shishim, roy lesser I wrote to mitzad she'ein bo shishim k'neged isa nimtza sheno sein tav lezamrina dechashvino lerotev ki ilu lo nis'arev min aveil. In other words, if you're going to complain and object and say, wait a minute, the very moment that the nevela hits the rotev, which is min b'shein omino, if there's no shishim, then we have to asa the rotev. And he says, no, we're not going to do that. Why? Because lazam rinon, dechashvinon lerotev ki ilu lo nis'arev im hanevela. Okay, we're going to, again, as we said before, we're going to ignore the relationship between the nevela and the rotev, and there's no tarobas at kevan. Shekvar betela hanevela machmas ribui mino. Again, you know, when you move to the side, you know, instead of facing something head on, what's that called? Sideswiping, whatever the phrase is.
Sidestepping.
He's sidestepping the shach here. He's not really addressing the shach. He's saying that there's already a bittul in avela because of the other pieces of basa shchuta. Why? Because that's min bimino, and since midoraisa it's batul merov, we're okay because we know we have rov. And therefore, habi k'man d'lesa. And now we're going to sort of undermine and neutralize that tam of nevela through the process of bittul with regard to min bimino. You know, just like in Rava's frame of reference based on Rav Yehuda, we use the min b'she'eino mino to be mevatel the tam of nevela. Here we're going to use the min bimino to be mevatel the tam of nevela. That's the Shach's claim over here. So we take that Tam of Nevela, we transform it into Heter. And therefore, Nechshav, just one second, where are we? We can take that Iser of Nevela and make it into Heter. Why? Because Kenu min haTorah. Right, because we definitely have rov, and the Torah relies on rov in min b'mino. El v'rabbanon echmiru l'hatzrich shishim af b'mino. Al kein kan sheyesh safek im hayesh shishim b'eino mino neged ha'isur. The efshal lamod olav kevin shenishpach. So as far as the eino mino is concerned, we have a safek. So he says, mutter. That's the last word on your first page. And on the second page, it says, shavkinen le a deoraisa. We are allowed to go back to the deoraisa halacha, demino mevatel berov. Interesting. I begin to see the shach. I mean the Taz. Oh, Rabosa, I'm getting excited. I think I just saw a light at the end of the tunnel. What is the Taz's argument? He's saying the following, that you can't apply bittul with regard to the eino mino, the rotev, and that's a doraisa halacha because you don't have shishim again on that side. So what you have is now a selfie doraisa l'chumra. So your entire iser here in the rotev is based on the Doraisa halacha. Why? Because on a Drabbanan level, right, on a Drabbanan level, we would say Safik Lakula, but we're prevented from applying the principle of Safik Lakula because the Torah, with regard to Min Bimino, views this as a Safik Doraisa. If there's no Saint Tam, because there's no Shishim, then you're dealing with the Doraisa. So again, the whole premise of generating an Easter on the Eino Mino is because of the Doraisa halacha. Well, let's go back to the Doraisa halacha. With regard to Min Bimino, the Torah recognizes Bittul 1,000% once it's Rov, no question about it. So that Min Bimino, known as the Basar Shchuta, is capable now on a Doraisa level of being Mevatel the Tam of the basar nevela, such that now if that tam is batel, there's no way it could generate an iser in the rotev, in the min b'sheino mino. He says shavkina le'adoraisa. Those are the key words on the top of the second page. Why? Because on a deraisa level, mino mevatel v'rov. So in other words, according to the Shach, the Rashba's understanding of Rava is that all we need is to set up a bittel, and if we can set up a bittel, a mechanism of bittel, then the tam is gone. So even though vis-a-vis min b'mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would generate an isur, but the tam is gone. It's command the lesser domain. Well, we can do the same thing in our case, says the Rashba, because as far as the min b'mino is concerned, the Torah relies on Rav. We know we have Rav here. So now, on a derice level, I'm going to apply the principle of Bittel. Once we have that principle of Bittel, then we can knock off the Tam of the Nevela. And once we neutralize the Tam of Nevela, now we're okay. Why? Because there's no Iser of Min B'Sheino Mino here, because there's no Tam. And therefore, Ein Tzarich Shishim, I don't need Shishim in the case of Min B'Mino. And therefore the Torah would allow me to apply a bittel with rov. Is kevan she'efsha shahaya shishim v'she'eino mino. And now we get to the eino mino is concerned. We're left with a suffix, correct? But what that old suffix is based on the doraisa suffix, right? The hachras ha-suffix on a doraisa level. Well, the Torah itself recognizes bittel here in this case, albeit not in the min v'she'eino mino element of this equation, but in the min b'mino, the kol zehu nochem ve'imbo pikbuk. He is absolutely convinced that the Rashba's analogy is ironclad; it's waterproof. He gets very dramatic. He says kol zehu nochem ve'imbo pikbuk. I think he might have in mind the shach in this case. You know that no one should pay any attention to the shach. Now, let's just add another two lines here, because we're going to have to end. V'dor ha'poshet shekan lo mayri el shenis ariv b'pam achas. Now, there's an nevela fell into this mixture, and in the mixture, the tarovah says both mino of basar shchuta and eino mino of rotev. Aval im nisariv t'chilim eino mino, let's say before they added the other pieces of basar shchuta in this tarovah, there was only rotev in this tarovah. V'yakach nitosef shom mino. Then you add pieces of basa shchut into this tarovas. Vadai, then for sure, already at stage number one, and you didn't have shishim, is kfarnasis nevela kon shibolasham mino, before the mino got added into the tarovas, kain niril and yastaiti. So just to summarize very quickly, the Shach understands that there's no way you could be mati the min v'sheino mino, the rotev here. No way, no how, because the tam of the mino in the sheino mino might be less than shishim, and that's a derais halof of no same tam, of what we call tam ki ikar. The Taz, on the other hand, he says, well, if we can somehow generate bittel within this tarovas in a way that we're absolutely certain of that bittel, then we can get rid of the tam. Once we get rid of the tam, there's no problem with the rotev. How can we absolutely be sure about applying bittel? The answer is, but min b'mino, since the Torah itself recognizes rov, and we know we have rov, that min b'mino is able to be mavatel the tam of the nevela. And once you mavatel the tam of the nevela, you have no problem. You know, the Shach's objection to the Rashba is, well, what do you mean? How can you be mavatel to the sheino mino when the tam of the nevela is going into the rotev? The answer is that tam is batel. So in Hilchas Tarovas, all the Taz requires is that somehow we can set up a bittel. If we can set up a bittel, then the tam is batel. So whenever you have two elements in the tarovas, you know, one element which would be batel, the other element which is not batel, then says the Taz, what we're going to do is we're going to use that element in the tarovas which is mavatel, and we're going to get rid of the tam. Once we neutralize the tam, then even in the other element which is not subject to bittel, it's going to be muta because there's no tam. So here, if you have min b'mino and min b'sheino mino, since b'min b'mino, the Torah says rely on rov, and therefore you do have bittel of this tam, therefore this tam is not going to generate any iser into the
into the Enomino, into the Rotev. That's the way the Taz understands it, and he accepts the Rashba hook, line, and sinker. On the other hand, the Shach keeps insisting that, wait a second, you're fooling yourself. What are you telling me, that the Min Bimino is going to be Mavata Leiser? What are you talking about? In the Min B'Sheino Mino, we already have a Nesina's time. You know, before you could say Jack Cricket, you know, there's already a Nesina's time of the Vela into the Rotev. How can you be Mati the Rotev if it has a time of the Vela? Okay, Rav Osai, so that's what I wanted to do. If I have anything to add, you know, overnight, I'll get back to you tomorrow. But basically, tomorrow we start the Sugya of Chal. We started it, but we didn't finish it. And that's for tomorrow.